Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. JBK and Rocker with you here on Max Inc. Devil Radio, 92.7. Don't forget, coming up after 9 o'clock tonight, Marsha Ball is going to be on Devil Radio with Rob Roberts.
Yep.
And not only Marsha Ball, but also
Tommy Castro.
In the 9 o'clock hour with Rob Roberts.
That's right.
Looking forward to that. And then, of course, Maxine Kebby coming up for 10 o'clock. East Central Last Crack at 11, Rocker.
And we're also going to have Autumn Reverie in
there. Oh, yeah. Autumn Reverie. Looking right at 10:30. Yep.
But right now, we're still with Sid Kitty Sid, and they're here live in the Devil's Lair. And now we've heard about the classical side, but what about the Led Zeppelin side? Let's give the drummer some. Michael, you're playing my electric kit there, and I got to admit, wow, it's sounding killer.
Right? Man, I am having a blast playing this thing. I mean, it's a little bit of an adjustment, but it's pretty fun, I guess.
Doesn't sound like it.
It's pretty damn fun.
Now, you're a Berkeley grad. You study with some of the greats like Rod Morgenstein.
I did. Rod Morgenstein, and you Kendra play Denard, Jamie Haddad for Paul Simon.
Name dropper.
I am totally name dropping.
Yeah.
They are responsible for who I am today. I mean, I before I went to Berkeley, I was really pretty much just like rock and metal, and I got into jazz in high school in the high school jazz band, and my high school jazz band leader was a Berkeley alumni himself, and he helped me get into that school and really kind of prepared me from what was to come, and you know, when I got there, it was wild, man. That's where I learned all, you know, world music and kind of Latin and blues and funk and all this just stuff I never really played before, you know, honed in my jazz, met people from around the world. You know, Berkeley's a small school. I mean, I think it was like 3,000 kids a semester or something like that.
Yeah.
And like, you know, honestly, 3/4 of them were international students. I mean, it was wild. And so, you know, I meet all these guys from all over the place doing all this wild stuff, and I'm just like, whoa. And then, but they in turn couldn't really play, you know, real like meat and potatoes rock and roll, you know, the kind of like I played it. So we just kind of taught each other how to do these things and made some lifelong friends in the course, and still keep, you know, in touch today. And I just, you know, really just opened my eyes. It really, really humbled me a lot when I went there. And just, you know, showed me how much I had, you know, to learn and what a long way to go. And that, you know, music is a never-ending journey, and it's, you know, you can always better yourself, so.
Well, let's hear another song from Sick Kitty Sid here on Max Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair. This song is called Million Miles. What's the relative distance from here to San Francisco?
1 million miles.
1 million miles.
Yeah, it feels that way sometimes.
Yeah. I ended up having to move at one point to the very edge of the city. Some friends gave me like the mother-in-law unit on the bottom of their house, and in the city of San Francisco, I mean, and out the back window, I could literally see across the entire city. Uh-huh. So after I would, you know, have my work day or whatever and then go home.
Awesome view of the old Candlestick Park.
Yeah, it was very cool. But like after I would go home and then, you know, just, you know, be having a cup of tea or whatever and like looking out the window, it felt like I was like completely detached from the city, although my address still said I was in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was where the concept of Million Miles came from.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Old receipt I found in my pocket. I think you thought I forgot how to stop it. I'm eternally 2 a.m. and the puddle gathers on the floor. Can't afford to breathe this much. My breath is shallow and I feel sure. Not quite who I thought I am, and I don't care, I'm lost. I can see a million. I can see a million miles in the sky.
Nice. Sit, kitty, sit, live in the Devil's Lair. Max Inc. on Devil Radio. Rock.
You know, you guys have a show coming up October 30th. It's a Halloween bash, and it's Mike's birthday show at McFleshman's Brewery in Appleton.
We love McFleshman's. Yep. Yeah, my birthday's on the 29th, and they're doing a big old bash on the 30th.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm going to be the answer to life and what is it?
Life, the universe, and everything.
Life, the universe, and everything, number 42.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to be playing in a costume?
Yeah, you know, we haven't.
We have before.
Oh yeah, many times.
Yeah, we've done it. We haven't decided what to do for this year yet.
We've gone as the Blues Brothers before. That was amazing.
That was awesome.
Who was Jake and who was Elwood?
I was Elwood.
I was nice. Jake.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the mutton chops and everything.
That was a good one. Yeah.
You could open it up to your fans and have them make a
that's
request.
True.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes.
844-967-2789.
Yeah, why should we do the work? Yeah, fans, you decide for us.
Yeah, you figure out what we're supposed to do.
Let's get back to some live music and then Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio with Sick Kitty Sit. The next song you're going to perform is called Raven. Ooh. Sounds a little dark. What's behind the song?
Actually, once upon a time, I was in Alaska, and I got attacked by a raven.
No.
That's the true story.
What are the chances?
Yeah. So anyway, it was a long time ago, but anyway, I ended up writing the song about it, and so it's one of those moments that will never quite leave me now.
I'm sure.
The birds.
Yeah, it's a story. It's a long story to be told another time, but
let's hear the song.
The raven attacked her and gave her this song.
Yes, there it is.
Here we go.
Night and daylight, a message she cannot be missed.
Very nice. Sit, kitty, sit. Mm-hmm. I'm Maxing Devil Radio. Cat, at least it wasn't a bear.
Oh. Very true. Very yes. true.
That was a bear to play on this kid.
It sounded awesome, man.
I kept myself from laughing until the very end.
That was fun, man.
We have about 9 minutes. Just
all right,
so we know.
All right.
Now, Sick Kitty Sit works with publicist Andrea Hubbard out of Milwaukee, another local connection to Sick Kitty Sit. Yeah. Andrea has been working in the industry a long time. Tell me about working with Andrea quickly and why it's important for your band to have a publicist.
Hub, man. Hub and Company. Andrea is the best. Within the first 2 minutes of talking to her, mm-hmm. Kat was like, oh, this is my best friend.
Yeah.
they are scarily similar. Yeah. It's like crazy. And she's the sweetest, best, most dedicated person ever. Cannot just thank her enough for what she does. And it's really hard, you know, these days with social media and the amount of time that you have to spend online.
Amen.
Doing this. Yeah. Terrible, life-sucking crap.
Thanks for holding back there, bro.
Kat and I do not like doing social media.
I'm trying to change my opinion about it.
But we are trying to change our... Yes, we are trying to...
And Andrea is helping us do that. She's like, I mean, on top of like handling
she's
like
a great
coach. Regular media stuff and whatever, she's also like kind of coaching me on like how to like set up social media so I don't loathe it
she's
with
great.
Every part of my being.
She's very knowledgeable. Her attitude is just really enviable.
She's infectiously happy and excited about stuff. Like every time we talk to her, she's like, are you guys excited? And we're like, well, I wasn't until right now.
You're excited. She's like a great football coach. Yeah, she's like Lombardi. Yeah. She's like, let's go. Come on.
Man, I'm going to give her a call right away.
Yeah. She's so great, man.
She's fantastic.
So we want to thank her.
Everyone, give her all your money.
Yeah,
for putting
us in touch with you guys and just really happy to be here. So let's rock these last couple songs before we run out of time here.
This one's called Tectonic Shift. What's up with that?
It's a title track from our last record.
Nice.
Yes. And this was, we wrote the last record, Tectonic, was kind of written during a very tumultuous, is that how you say it? Tumultuous.
Yes.
Time in our lives, both of us personally and professionally, and this is about the shifting of the plates and the shifting of life, like big life changes. So, and then the album itself is just pretty crazy, up and down like genre wise. And then this is the final track of the record, and it's kind of just like a release, a celebration of sorts.
Yep, and reminding you that everything has to fall apart before it can get put back together.
Boom, let's
so
do it, baby.
True.
Yep. Let's do it.
Yeah, so good. Sit, Kitty, sit. Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7. Thank you, both of you, for coming in tonight and giving us this awesome music. I also want to give a shout out to Salvatore's Tomato Pie. There's pizza, there's sales. Madison, Monona, and Sub Prairie. Find them online at Salvatore's Tomato Pies. And we have about 4 minutes.
Well, we got time for one more song, and I think this one's called Blood and Bones. So why don't you tell everybody where to find you online? Tell us about Blood and Bones, and or really just get into it.
We have time? Yeah, we might have to just go right into it because we got 4 minutes.
You can pop us on Google. We're in Spotify and Pandora. We can do Blood and Bones. That's cool.
All right, we might go a little. Just cut us off if we do.
All right. I hate doing that.
We love you guys, though. Well,
thank you.
We don't have any under 4 minutes.
SickKittySit.com.
SickKittySit.com.
Facebook, Instagram, everything. SickKittySit.
All right, here we go. Bye.